It's good to be here today. Be in the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm glad I got something I can feel.
Yeah.
Hey, if I couldn't feel it, wouldn't know it's real.
That's right.
But if I can feel it, I know it is real. I'll be honest, I didn't feel this way out in the world. I did not feel it when I was out in sin. I did not feel it when I was popping pills and all of the wrong things, and the alcohol could never give me what I feel now. Hallelujah. Jesus gave me something that is real. He'll make a brand new you. Yes, He will. Thank God. You got your Bibles? You want to turn into Exodus? I'll read this scripture here. Exodus chapter 3. We'll pick up where we left off last week. Exodus chapter 3, Genesis, and then Exodus chapter 3, we'll look on down at verse 7, Exodus 3 and 7. Now what we have here, the setting that we have in this story, this message is, we've got between 2 and 3 million people down in Egypt that are bound in slavery to Pharaoh in Egypt. So God speaks, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Look at verse 9. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, to Moses, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel. What's that next word?
Out.
Out. Got to get them out of Egypt. All right, you may be seated. I think I've been on this for about 3 or 4 weeks, at least that. But I'd like to teach today, heaven on our way, we are on our way to the promised land. Heaven via the wilderness. To get to Canaan, you've got to go through the wilderness. You'll go through things in life to get to heaven. Amen. The last two Sundays, we've dealt with God's people down in the land of Egypt, held as slaves, mistreated, abused by the devil. When God heard the people groaning and suffering and crying out for help and deliverance, He sends Moses down, and by His miracle-working power, He delivered Israel and brought His people out with a mighty hand.
Yes.
To get you in, God has to first get you out.
Amen. Yes.
You'll never come out on your own.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I could not save myself. I could not deliver myself. I could not change my own heart. But one thing that I did, I heard the gospel preached, and I believed in Jesus, the old rugged cross and the blood that He shed. I believe that He died for my sins. I believed it down inside of my heart. And when I called on Him, He heard me and He brought me out of sin. I tell you, He don't leave one a hoof. He don't want leave one foot up in sin. He brings you all the way out of it. He don't leave you in the world. When He saves you, He reaches to you and He brings you completely out of the world. You don't belong to the world anymore. God put a brand new heart and a brand new spirit on the inside of you. I'm glad, shopping, that I don't go where I used to go. I don't look like I used to look. My mouth, He's cleaned up my mouth. Hey, Lord. And my walk is different. My talk is different. And thank God my direction is different. I turn my back on the devil. I turn my back on own sin. I had enough of it. I said, devil, I've had enough of your misery and your sorrow. Hey, Lord, and nobody can do you like Jesus. And nobody can love your soul. And nobody can ever touch you like God can. He's got a love that'll reach right down right in the middle of your heart. And he'll do a work. Hey, yes, he will. He'll change you. And he'll put his peace down inside of you.
Amen.
God will get you out.
Right.
Yes. God will get you completely out. Before you get to heaven, you got to come out of sin.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Totally out.
Amen.
Stay with me a while. Don't ever utter these words. Don't ever say or think that God can't do it.
That's right.
God can't change me.
Come on. He can.
Oh, yes, he can.
That's right.
Yes.
You give him your whole heart, your life, your body, your soul, you give it unto him. He'll do a work on you. He'll do a work in you to make something beautiful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can you say today, Lord, I am the clay and you are the potter. Lord, form something beautiful out of me. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Don't you say that God can't do it. Yes, he can.
He can.
Oh, my Lord, there's not a problem too big for God to handle.
Mom.
Not one obstacle can stop the Lord.
Mom.
Not even the devil.
Amen.
How many could say, my God's greater and bigger and more power, hallelujah, than the devil? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Ain't you glad of that? He made the solar system and the Milky Way galaxy. He hung the sun ball, hallelujah, out there in the solar system, 93 million miles away from this earth. He made this big earth, hallelujah, 24,900 miles around the circumference of this earth. It travels through, hallelujah, the solar system, traveling at 67,000 miles an hour. And when he made this big earth, he hung it up on nothing, and he spun it up on its axis. It spins at 1,000 miles an hour, and not one soul is swung off of it. He's given us spring, a summer, hallelujah, fall, and winter. And on 365 days in a year, he made the oceans, he made the mountains, and on the sixth day, he made man in his own image and in his own likeness. Don't you tell me that God can't touch you and God can't help you and God can't change you. He'll turn you around.
Amen. Amen. Come on, thank God. Bless you, Lord.
I'm ready for revival. You want to start one?
I think we're ready.
Lord have mercy, saints.
Bless it.
God can do it.
He can do it,
right?
If you will let him.
Yes.
Really want him.
Really want him.
He'll help you do things you thought was impossible.
Right.
He'll give you the power, give you the authority.
Yes.
As many as believed on him, gave he them the power, the authority, to become the sons of God.
Yes.
Them that believe on his name. We learned that when those 2 to 3 million of God's children reached the Dead Sea. Now we found out that God could have led them to Canaan a lot easier way. But he led them down to a Red Sea.
Yes.
And I know probably some here that they, you saw that. That movie they put out many years ago, I don't even remember the name of it, no, and it showed Moses there standing in the sea, parting God's people going across. Listen, there was no way that they could cross over.
No.
They even told their pastor, and leader Moses. Moses, we're stuck. You ever feel like you get in a situation sometimes and stuck? Can't go any farther. I'm stuck. Do I have to stay here?
Bless him, Lord.
We're trapped. And Pharaoh's army is coming to take us back to our old life of bondage.
Yes.
Not so fast, devil. When God delivers, he completely sets free.
Yeah.
Your enemy will threaten you.
Right.
He'll tell you it's the end, but you don't have to fear. Thank God, listen, whenever God, I feel the Lord, listen, whenever God helps you, whenever he touches you, whenever he really delivers you, don't ever go back to it.
Right.
Don't allow yourself to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. When God changes you and when he brings you out of it, don't ever look back to it. Hey, Lord, if you ever lay something aside, hallelujah, and you get it out of your life and you quit doing something that you know is bad and not right, don't ever pick it up again. Don't go back to it. Paul said in Galatians 2:18, he said, and he wrote to the Galatian church, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Only God and his good Holy Ghost can set you free and break the bondages in your life. When God brings you out of this old world and out of its bad habits and its sinful pleasures and influences, don't turn around. Don't look back. Stay free and stay clean of it. Hey, raise your little hand in the house. I've had it. Hey, Lord, with the devil and all of these things. It ain't nothing but bondage. It ain't nothing but misery. And you know well today, down in your heart, how it is to be miserable. And you ain't happy when you don't have God. And when you don't have a peace down in your soul. And when God reaches down and touches you and saves you and brings you out and you feel the love of God, I don't look back. I said, don't turn back.
Don't turn back.
I'll have your way, Lord.
Yes.
You better not.
Come on now.
You started. You need to keep going.
Amen.
Keep going.
You started today.
Don't turn back.
Come on.
You saw your need today.
Come on.
From where you are, from where you were. That night that Jesus saved me, come in my heart, Chester. I got up from that altar. It was down along in that area. And I said, Jesus, I want to go to heaven with all of my heart.
Yes.
If you'll help me, I'll serve you. It was down in my heart. 4 more months, Shuffy, I'll be safe half a century.
Praise God.
Never thought of that before until yesterday.
Half a century.
I told Mary, I said, man, that sounds like a long time.
It is.
A half a century? Half of 100 years.
That's good.
He's kept me.
Kept me.
Praise God.
Yes, he's helped me. When I needed his touch, he was always there to touch me. When I needed a lifting up and encouragement, he was right there to help me.
Right there.
When I thought I had come to things I could not overcome,
bless
the Lord says, I'll give you the strength. I'll touch you.
Hallelujah.
I'll help you keep going. If you laid a start, you got off on the good foot, put another in front of it and say, I'm on my way to heaven. Raise your little hand and praise.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
When Pharaoh's army came up on them as they were trapped, stuck at the Red Sea. Exodus 15:9. The enemy said, how many of those devils got a voice? He ain't no good.
Come on.
He's a liar. Jesus said he's the father of lies.
Father of lies.
And Jesus said there's no truth in him.
Come on now.
That's right.
He'll paint a picture to you and he tries to sway you and to get you away from God. Listen, as long as you stay close to the Lord and read your Bible and really, really pray, God will keep you.
Yes, he will.
He'll keep you from bondage. He'll keep you from those things.
Yes.
The enemy said, I will pursue. Is that what you said, Pharaoh? And your army, 600 chariots and horsemen and soldiers? We will pursue.
Mom.
Yes.
If you ever think the devil's going to let up on you, you better think again. He'll never, never let up on you.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Until you breathe the last breath and leave this world, you will fight the devil. You'll fight sin. You'll fight its influence.
Yes.
So the devil said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. That's to take all of your riches away from you. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw out my sword, and my hand shall destroy them.
Yes.
These are the words out of the devil's mouth.
Mm. Yes.
Listen. We're stuck. And I guess, Moses, we're going back to Egypt. Don't you ever think that.
Come on.
Don't you ever think that you can't live it.
Come on now.
Don't you ever, ever believe the devil. And the devil tell you, I'm going to take you back and I'll just bind you again. And I'll just sink you down again. I'll just corrupt you all over again. Don't you ever think it. But God stretched out his right hand. And he divided the sea right down the middle.
Yes.
The waves rolled back. And God told his people to go forward. I've made a way for you to cross over. You don't have to go back to bondage.
Right.
You don't have to serve the devil. Praise God.
Glory to God.
We learned that God held back the waters till every one of his children made it to the other side. Brother Jason, if I had 2 or 3 million people, I wonder how many people out here. How wide did God divide the Red Sea? How long did it take them to get all the way across over? I don't know. But God had enough mercy that he said, I'll hold back the waters.
Yeah.
You can't do it, but I can.
Amen.
And the last person that crossed over when they made it to the other side, Pharaoh said, I'll pursue, I'll overtake, and I'll destroy them.
Lord.
Listen, God waits till they get right in the middle of the Red Sea. That's the prettiest picture I ever seen in my life. That big rat, the devil. God sets a nice, great, big, huge trap right out in the middle of the Red Sea. And God knows how to take our deliverances and use it to be a snare to catch the devil in it. Raise your hand and praise him. Don't you? Hey, man, I feel the Lord in here. Don't you ever say God can't do it.
Come on.
Don't you ever say, come on. I tell you, God can use our victories. God can use our victorious. How he brings us out. And he can take the devil and destroy the enemy out of our life. Hallelujah. God, can you imagine? Sometimes I wonder, did God laugh?
Did God
smile? He probably said, angels, he said, right there they are, right in the middle of the Red Sea. He said, look down. He said, I caused that great east wind to blow all night. Hallelujah. And it divided the sea, and it dried up a seabed and made a highway all the way across. Hey, Lord. And the Lord spoke to his angels and say, go down there now and take off the wheels of their chariot. Raise your little hand. That's what the Lord will do against your enemy. Hallelujah. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. The devil can't do it.
Yes. Be to God.
Woo! Thank you. I believe them angels looked at one and said, let's go. Let's go. The redeemed of God needs help down there. And the devil like to get them and take them back to bondage. And I can see them old angels coming down there. Hallelujah. One looks at the other and the other the other. You get that chariot. I'll get this one over here. And I can see a host of angels taking the wheels off of the chariot. And they whip the horses and tried to drive them and tried to drive them. Hey Lord, hallelujah, with no wheels. They was a dragon right down in the mud. I'm telling you, God knows how to deliver his people.
That's right, brother. Yes, he does.
Glory to God.
God knows how.
The wheels are off and there's the enemy. God only just takes to speak the word. Just speak and the walls of water, great wall on each side, came together and drowned the enemy. And the Bible said they sunk like lead to the bottom.
Yes.
Don't you tell me God can't do it.
Amen.
Has he brought you out of times and places that you did not think you could get out of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Has he done you that way, Alicia? Come up against walls. But Jesus has a way to come.
Glory be to God.
To open up a door. To bring his children through. Raise your hand and praise him.
Glory be to God.
A new chapter begins. Now listen, listen. Do you know that there are transitions in our life? Our lives go through stages.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There are doors in our life. God brings us by steps. Now, listen. You have to follow him.
Yeah.
He brings us by steps from one place to another.
Yes.
Not just literally, but spiritually.
Spiritually.
God has to get you and bring you by steps closer to him.
Yeah.
You always have to leave the old behind to be able to enter into the new.
Right.
God always brings us through phases in our life to teach us.
Teach us.
He brings us by steps closer and closer to him as we follow him. The Lord has to bring you out to get you in.
Yes.
He brings you out to get you completely in. If you never come out of the old, you cannot experience the new.
No.
Can you say today, I want the new, Brother Tommy? It's the new in Jesus. It's the new in God. Hey, Lord. God deals with each of us by degrees. Every phase we go through is to teach us something. And you learn as you go to trust in God. You have to make up your mind to follow him.
Yes, it be God.
Come on.
There's a lot of people that miss God. They miss God's best. That's true, Brother Jason. A lot of times we miss God's best by not fully following him.
Right. Yeah.
You have to fully follow him.
Yes.
if you don't learn as you go, your experiences will teach you to trust God.
Yes.
Things happen that we question. We come into places. And God can show us how to get victory.
Yes,
He can.
He brings you through phases to teach you to make you stronger.
Yeah.
Did I get here overnight? Did all of a sudden, when I got saved that night, I went straight to the house, went to church, they're coming Sunday, and picked up a microphone and Lord have mercy, no. I had to learn a lot of things.
Learn.
Yes.
God taught me.
Yes.
The good from the bad. What's good, what's acceptable. How to shun that which is not right.
Right.
How to get away from it, stay free from it. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Yes. A 430-year chapter in Israel's life, they thought they would never end. The Lord finished it.
Yes, He did.
With an exclamation point. It's over.
Thank God.
When God brought the waters of the Red Sea together and destroyed Pharaoh and his army, it closed the door on Israel's past.
Man.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Gone were their enemies. Gone was the suffering from being slaves to the devil. No more bondage to the enemy.
Right.
If God ever closes the door on your past, keep it closed.
Amen.
Keep it closed.
Yes.
Keep it closed. Do not dwell on it.
Amen.
If you let the past, it'll eat you up.
Amen.
People's past, they cannot get past the past. You have to turn your back on it and say it's gone forever.
Right.
He has forgiven it. The Lord, if He forgives you, He forgets your sin. He puts it in the past. It is forgotten, and so should you. Some people cannot get past their past in their mind. It torments them. You got to get out of the past in order to go forward to better things that God has. As for you, I mean, raise your hand today and say, what I felt today and what I tasted today, it is real. Hey, Lord Jesus touched me and I felt the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, gone. Is that old lifestyle gone? Are those tormenting things? And I don't want anything to do with it again. I'm on my way to heaven. I said I made a start this morning, and God's going to keep on working on me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. So God closes the door.
Yes, come on.
We should.
Right.
Doors here. Got to close it. I'm telling you, right here is people's problems. It's mind battles, mind battles, right. Mind battles.
Yeah.
Now, a new door has opened.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Brand new door with their backs to the Red Sea. As they looked forward, there was a new door opened.
Yes.
A new phase and a new chapter has begun. This new door that's opened, how long will this phase and this chapter last, Lord?
How long?
How far do we have to travel? How long do we walk in this new and different place that we've never been in before? Thank you, Jesus. I wonder what they all thought that day as they stared ahead, staring in a new direction.
Come on.
I just felt the Lord sweep over me.
Come on.
What now, Brother Tommy?
What now?
In this new direction that I just started.
Yes, Lord.
What now? What do they expect now?
Come on.
What's God going to do now?
Glory to God.
A brand new phase, a brand new chapter.
Come on.
All they could see was wilderness and desert. Are you sure, Moses, that God is with us? We've never been here before. This place is different.
Yes.
It's completely new to us. Nothing good can come out of this no man's land, Moses. Nothing good can out here. We'd rather go back to Egypt because we remember the fish that we ate, the cucumbers, the melons, the onions, the leeks, and the garlic.
Come on.
What? You'd rather turn back to garlic?
Bless him, Lord.
Lord have mercy. We know that we suffered and we were afflicted down there in that land of Egypt.
Yeah.
But we ate good. I'm going to tell you something here today. I'm not going to trade what I got.
No.
Amen.
I don't care what the world offers you. I don't care what it promises you. I don't care what family says.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on now.
You're right.
Hey, Lord. I started out and I'm going to serve God.
Oh,
hey, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, God. But we ate good back there. What? Rather than walk by faith and trust in God, they lusted to go back to their pleasures in Egypt.
Right. You're right. Come on.
A new phase and purpose. Israel dwelled in the wilderness as they journeyed toward the promised land. This phase in their life lasted for 40 years.
Yeah.
I've been in it almost 50. Do you know that God has a plan for you and He's got a purpose for your life? Lord, yes, He does. Hey, Lord, we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I tell you, I ain't seen heaven, but I have felt heaven's spirit and the sweet Holy Ghost from the glory world. And I don't know what I'll face tomorrow and the battles and the trials that will come. Hallelujah, there's times that we have to keep our eyes on God. Hallelujah. Trust in His word. And He will take us on.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
He'll help us. God's got a purpose for your life.
That's right.
Good things can come out of rough places. Good things can come out of rough places.
Right.
What we think is hard is hard times. It creates a beauty in the soul that only God can give and create.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Rough places. Hard places. That's when you say, Jesus, I can't do it. I can't fix it. And I need your help.
Yes.
And when you trust Him and He knows your heart that you really want to, really, really want to serve Him, that's when God comes down and He delivers you over and over and over. He makes something beautiful in your soul.
Yes.
He creates beauty in your soul that only He can give.
Amen.
Comfort and ease will only spoil you.
Yes.
It never makes strong Christians. The more you have, listen, the more you have, the more apt you are to forget God. The more involved in the things of this life and this world's entertainments, whatever the material things are, the more you have on your plate, you're apt to forget God.
Yeah.
It's a proven fact in our abundance. We see no need for God.
You're right.
It is our human nature. So God has a way sometimes to bring us into places to wean us.
Mm-hmm.
He weans us from the world that we come out of.
Right.
It's always there to tempt you. It's always there to pull at you. God has a way of weaning you away from those things to crave Him and desire Him. I felt Him raise your hand.
Yes.
Oh, God, wean me, Lord, from this world, Jesus. Only you can satisfy my soul. My eyes are upon the unseen. The temporal things pass away. The eternal things last forever.
Yes.
You, Lord.
Holy God.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy.
So God has a way sometimes to bring us into places to wean us. Ain't it amazing how the Lord does work? He takes a way to give.
Yes.
He has a time, sometimes He has a way to bring us low, to lift us up.
Yes.
He has to empty us before He can really, really fill us.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
God has a way to get us to look up to Him.
Right.
For everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
It's in the hard places that God loves to show His power.
Yes.
If you really want to find Him real,
come on,
and how good that He is, look to Him and call on Him in your trouble.
Praise God.
He has no chance to work for you until your heart really cries out to Him.
Yes. Amen.
And when you really want Him, it's in these hard places and times that you see His glory. And you know how good a guide that you have in Jesus.
Yes.
He's a caring shepherd. Can I tell you, Jesus knows the way.
Yes, He does.
Follow Him.
Right.
And trust Him.
Oh, He trusts.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. You might say here today, why, preacher? Why the 40 years for Israel in the wilderness? We may never have to walk by faith for that long like they did. Sometimes a few weeks and several months can seem like an eternity to us when we're going through it.
Yes.
Amen.
Every story in our Bible is for a purpose.
Yes.
They were recorded for our instruction and our learning. There's a purpose behind every one of them to teach us and point us to God.
Yes, there is.
That we can see Him and trust in Him.
That's right.
How many could say, I want to make it to heaven? They want to come to the pen. I'm going to close this down.
Oh, I want to make it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, touch the heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Touch the heart.
God's got a purpose here today.
Yes, Lord.
God's purpose. You've got to keep looking to Him.
Keep looking.
He wants to get you completely out.
Yeah, He does.
He wants to get you fully in.
Fully in.
Change you. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Jesus, as they sing, I know we had a prayer before we go. Let's just ask God to help us today.
Ask Him to help us.
Help me, Jesus. Teach me. Would you lead me? Would you guide me, Lord? I want more of You in my heart.
Oh,
I want more of You in my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's just ask God to help us. Come on.
Lord, I want more.
Jesus.
Thank You, mighty God. Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank You for Your Spirit.
Oh,
I pray in my life,
God.
Praise the name.
Praise
the name. I thank You for Your blessing word. I preached and called here today, oh God. Thank you.
I still try and hard to serve you, but the best.